A very good evening to you. This is Pastor Christian Kiston from Living Waters Church in Durban North, coming to you for Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Have you ever wondered that prayer is a weapon? You know, you are listening to this message because somebody prayed for you. Somebody along your line prayed for you. You know, God is waiting to answer your prayers. But you must ask. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says that we are to pray without ceasing, without stopping. If you don't ask, if you don't thank God, there is no communication because God is waiting for your response. He's done everything from His side. How do you respond to what Jesus has done for you on the cross of Calvary? 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." If you want to really mean business through your prayer, you've got to start meaning business with your prayer life. There's a parable that Jesus spoke of, and the parable speaks about this unrighteous judge. He didn't fear God, he didn't fear man. However, there was this woman that was persistent. She would come to him time after time and say to him, "Avenge me of mine adversary." Can you imagine this judge knowing that if he goes there in the morning, she was going to be there. She will appear in the afternoon. She will appear the next day. Finally, he didn't fear God, neither did he fear man. However, he said, "Because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her." And the entire story revolves around this. Wouldn't Jesus do for you what you ask him if you are persistent, if you are consistent in your prayer life? Why are you silent? Why are you not asking? Prayer is a key that will unlock the door. If your children are gone astray, pray. If your business is falling, pray. If your marriage is on the rocks, pray. If your health is suffering, pray. You know the old saying, the family that prays together stays together. God still answers prayer. You do not realize the power that you have invested in you through the shed blood of Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, there are 2/3 of heaven's angels waiting on command from God to do His will according to your prayer. Ask God. Ask him to bury your Pharaoh. Ask him to kill your giant. Ask him to be the fourth man in the fire. Ask him to part the Red Sea. God wants you to ask big. Ask God to move mountains, to heal cancer, to get wealth. Whatever, ask. All that can happen is God can say, "Wait." He could say, "No." Or he could say, "Yes, but if you don't ask, you will never know." Think about Elijah's victory in 2 Kings 6 and 7. Here we have the Syrian army that was against Israel. They were a mighty force in that day, and they were coming up against Israel time and time and time again. And Israel had one praying man in the person of Elisha. And it so happened that every time they planned an attack on Israel, Israel knew the next move and they would avert the attack. So much so that the king of Syria called his men together and he said, "Listen, I need for you to tell me what's going on. Is there a spy amongst us?" And all of them said, "No." However, one said, "There is a man that is a prophet that is in Israel, and God tells him everything." And when Elisha was told whatever was happening, he would tell the king of Israel, and so the attack will be averted. Remember, this one man was responsible for the defeat of the entire Syrian army, the most powerful army in the Middle East of that day. When Gehazi went out the next morning, and remember, the devil loves to work in darkness, and so the entire night, the enemy was preparing. Early the following morning, Gehazi goes out and he sees horses and chariots surrounding them. Elisha prays, "Lord, open his eyes." And when his eyes were opened, that's Gehazi, he saw the myriad of angels with chariots surrounding them, ready to fight a battle. Because our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We do not fight a flesh battle. We fight a spiritual battle. You can only fight that on your knees, but you might say, but why on my knees? Because it is a posture of humility where you bow down and you give up and you say, God, I give up. I hand over everything to you. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. So I would assume then that if you're not praying, you're fainting, because the Bible says you must pray always and not faint. Why would we faint? We'd faint because of fear. We'd faint because we are really, really scared that something is going to happen. But if you know God and if you trust Him, nothing is going to happen to you. God loves you. He's waiting to answer your prayer. Can you believe that the entire Syrian army went after Elisha? They all went to Dothan in order to find him. They wanted to kidnap this man and take him back to Syria because he knew everything. Listen, you have favor with God. When you pray, you have great favor with God. You're just not another human being. You're a child of a king. You're a prince and a princess in the kingdom of God. When you call on the name of Jesus, things must happen. An entire army comes to kidnap one praying man. You see, if you are willing to have a prayerful life, don't ever doubt that God will take your place. Remember, don't get scared when you see the enemy. Don't get scared when you see the fiery furnace. Remember, there was a fourth man in the furnace. Don't get alarmed when you see the lion's den. Remember that the only peaceful sleep that Daniel had after a long while was when he was in the lion's den. Don't be afraid when you see Haman building his scaffold, because the plan of God is that it would backfire. Remember that Haman was hanged on the same gallows that he built for Mordecai. Pray, pray, and God will answer your prayer. Your prayers are offensive weapons. According to Ephesians, we have defensive weapons, the armor of the following. The lions are girded with truth, protecting the vital organs. His feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. His head is covered by the helmet of salvation, taking the shield of faith wherewith he shall be able to quench all fiery darts. These are all defensive weapons. There are two offensive weapons. One is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The other is praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Why is it an offensive weapon? Because when you ask, anything can happen. Because the Bible says in Matthew 16:19, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." This is authority. This is spiritual authority. In either case, you've got the authority of heaven. 2 Corinthians, "For though we walk in the flesh," that's 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, "we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Therefore, you fight this battle on your knees. You get down on your knees and you cry to God. And don't be passive. Start to get aggressive. Not with God. Get aggressive with the enemy. Start fighting. Start pacing up and down. Start really raising your voice. Remember, Jesus knew when to be quiet and he knew when to shout. Remember the money changers? Remember there in the temple? Remember Lazarus? He called out with a loud voice. And sometimes you need to call out with a loud voice and say to God, "I need this. I want that." You start breaking and pulling down strongholds. Mary, Queen of Scots, was a Catholic. John Knox was a Protestant. His cry to God was, "Give me Scotland or I die." One man, like Elisha, he's just one man. He said, "Give me Scotland or I die." Mary, Queen of Scotland, said, "I fear the prayer of John Knox more than all of the assembled armies of Europe." You understand that? Can you believe that? The Queen is saying, "I fear the prayer of John Knox more than all of the armies of Europe put together. That is the power that you have when you pray. You have great power. And you know what happened? The entire Scotland became Protestant, and through marriage, England was introduced to being Protestant. You can do so much if you are willing to get down on your knees and pray. The Lord is watching over you. There's a story that we heard several times, and it was this little girl. The pastor called their church to pray for rain, and this little girl decided that she was going to take an umbrella. And everybody laughed at her and said, "There's no rain." But she said, "Aren't we going to pray for rain? Sometimes we need childlike faith in order to believe, and God is looking for that childlike faith." You see, when you look at Hannah and how she cried, she was really, Penina was the other wife. And what happened was, she was always mocked and ridiculed, but she continued, so much so that she was accused of being drunk. But she went to church every day. She prayed the same prayer every day, and eventually God answered that prayer. Be persistent. Don't give up. God is waiting to answer your prayer. Whatever your prayer may be, you have a God who's willing to move literally heaven and earth in order to come through for you, because He loves you so much. Exercise your faith. Remember the days when we used to sing, "Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true." Remember the days we sang, "Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe." Remember the nights we sat on hard benches through entire nights, praying and interceding and trusting God. And as children, I remember waking up and then sleeping again and waking up in a little town in Clarewood, in a place called Horeb Temple, a little church there where we prayed through the nights. We need to get back to that type of prayer life where we trust and believe God for everything. God is waiting to answer your prayers. Why are you silent? Why are you not asking? Why are you not petitioning heaven? Remember, the answer to Daniel's prayer took 21 days, but immediately the prayer went up to heaven like a laser beam. The answer was withheld until Michael, the warring angel, was released. You must understand that your prayers are reaching heaven like laser beams. Every prayer is recorded. This is Pastor Christian Kiston from Living Waters Church in Durban North, coming to you for Good News Community Radio, 93.6 FM. Good night, and God bless you.